Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 186. If you're scared to say something that's been weighing heavy on your mind to someone who is important to you, ask yourself why. It seems like sometimes we hesitate to tell people the stuff that matters to us because we're so afraid that it will push them away if we're upfront with our feelings. But if you don't trust the people around you to react with respect and empathy and dignity and compassion when you have something important going on, they're not your people. Plus, you're not allowing others to truly love you at your fullest capacity because you're pretending to be someone else. Someone who isn't comfortable being vulnerable and sharing things that can make them more comfortable in the long run. Avoiding communication is one of the fastest ways to feel isolated in a room full of people. Bring yourself closer to the people in your life by being honest with them and respecting them enough to trust them with the valuable information that is whatever the hell you've been stewing on. A friend recently told me about his fears, telling his partner that he loved him for the first time. And I said, if telling someone that you've been dating that you love them pushes them away, that's probably not the person that you want to be dating in the long term anyway. And while I admit, if we've been marinating on anything for a while, especially, it can be intimidating to bring it up, but leaving it bottled up instead can be so taxing for you and inherently the people around you, especially if they're intuitive people. Most of the time, people are more than happy to accommodate us when we do bring up the important stuff. And if we can have these conversations with tact, it's also less likely to eke out in other ways that can be more taxing on us in the long run. I know for me, if I don't tell people what I'm feeling within a reasonable amount of time, the second that something comes up again and triggers me, I get real passive aggressive, which isn't fun for anybody. So it's just better to bring it up forthright. Being vulnerable with your communication can immediately improve your relationships. This can come through setting boundaries and telling people when things are bothering you and allowing yourselves to finally feel heard and accounted for and comfortable, because ideally, you're surrounding yourself with other people who want you to feel heard and accounted for and comfortable. So they're happy to oblige and understand what makes you feel that way. In my opinion, if people love you and care about your well-being, you should be able to share things with them openly from a place of love. Of course, there are a lot of conversations that should be saved for other times and circumstances. And then there are some conversations that may need more tact and bullet points and maybe even someone else besides you to mediate. And obviously, this is mostly for big issues that can be reconciled through conversations. And of course, like anything, it won't apply to every person in your life. Some people are just dedicated to misunderstanding you or disrespecting you, and those are not the people I'm speaking about. But in your close relationships, the sooner you can get comfortable telling people how you feel so you can be your best and they can help you meet your best, the sooner we can start building that community we've all been longing for, and the sooner we can start working together to make sure everybody is working at their best and their needs are being met. When you advocate for yourself, you advocate for everyone around you. Don't stop that shit. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.